Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. If this episode of Soundcheck smells funny, it's because it's old. In fact, it's from 2016, but at least it still sounds good. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Back in October, we premiered this song on our weekly music roundup at soundcheck.org. It's by the Brooklyn band Golden Suits, led by singer and guitarist Fred Nikolaus, who you may know from his earlier band Department of Eagles, his duo with Grizzly Bear's Daniel Rawson. Fred released the first Golden Suits record back in 2013 and has just put out the band's follow-up effort called Kubla Khan. It's full of catchy, often literate, occasionally eccentric songs, and the band has piled back into our studio today to play some of them. This first one is called Gold Feeling. It's Golden Suits, live on Soundcheck.
My cold feeling,
The song is Gold Feeling. The band is Golden Suits, live here in the Soundcheck studio. Fred Nikolaus singing and playing guitar. Fraser McCulloch on keyboards. Eric Schwartz behind the bass. And David Christian manning our drum kit here in the Soundcheck studio. Fred, to you and the band, welcome back.
Thanks, hi.
I want people, as soon as this segment is done, to run right online and watch the video for that song. It is, it's just wonderful.
Yeah, it's super fun.
It's like a bunch of like middle school kids from Brooklyn or something.
I don't think they're from Brooklyn, but it's a bunch of middle school kids. Yeah. The director, Sean Pecknold, kind of got like the best dancing middle school kids in the world to do this kind of cool surrealist prom dance video.
Yeah,
it's great.
Just, it's such an expression of like pure, unadulterated, youthful joy, you know?
Yeah, that's what the song is kind of about for me, maybe minus the youthful part, but, but yeah.
Now, Fraser there was playing some really kind of vintage 80s, new romantics, new wave kind of keyboard sounds there.
Yeah, yeah.
Very Human League, OMD, that sort of thing.
Fraser's nodding. That was news to me. I kind of thought it was like an 80s Bruce Springsteen reference, but maybe Fraser was going deeper.
I mean, when we recorded it, I definitely, when you first played that song, it made me think of the Human League, but you're the only person who's said that reference. So I was very rewarded to hear it.
Well, but this album seems to cast a sonically wider net.
Yeah. I mean, I think with the first album coming out of being in Department of Eagles, I was a lot more concerned and paranoid about, like, I have to do this kind of folky, inflected, dark, super serious, finger-picky thing. And I think this album actually just feels more like the stuff I'm sincerely interested in, sincerely makes me happy. I mean, yeah. I like dark finger-picking folk vibes, too. But, yeah.
But, you know, when we hosted the premiere of the song Don't Let Love Go By, mm-hmm. you actually sent us a little notice about how, you know, growing up in the Bay Area, you were a big fan of punk. And, not that that song sounds like an angry punk song, but that was sort of, I guess, your version of it.
Yeah, well, you know, I grew up going to, like, punk and admittedly ska shows as well in high school. You know, going to, you know, the Gilman Club in Berkeley. And I don't know, there's something really, really cathartic and amazing to me about punk and raw, angry music. It's just never something I felt like that comfortable actually doing.
Right.
But I think on this album, I felt really comfortable and free to try whatever. And so I thought, well, let's do an angry song. Let's yell.
So did you go into the studio thinking, I'm going to do whatever happens? Or was it more of a case of, you know, how authors sometimes will say, well, I created the character and then I'm running as fast as I can to keep up with the character.
I mean, I think I went in with a greater sense of freedom, you know, because, again, coming out of Department of Eagles, it was like this kind of monkey on my back where I was like, it has to be just as good as that band and it has to kind of sound like that band but me. And I think the process of promoting that record made me realize, like, nobody really cares. Like, the only reason to do this is stuff that makes you happy and makes you feel excited. And so I think I very deliberately went into the studio thinking, like, you know, let's just do what's fun and even what's funny.
Yeah.
Know?
Now, we're both saying studio. Where was this actually recorded?
It's not a studio. It's actually a church in Greenpoint.
Yeah.
It's actually, ironically enough, it's where some of the Department of Eagles stuff is recorded. But mm-hmm. there's a church right off McGolrick Park. It's actually now it's like a co-op called the Park Church Co-op. And they have like art stuff and concerts. But we still snuck in some time to make some music there.
Right. And so you can kind of hear some of the stuff happening outside the church during quiet moments. And, which is nice.
It is nice, yeah. There's, like, kids playing across the street. I think initially we were sort of annoyed, but then we were like, you know what, we're not going to get rid of that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go across the street and tell them to stop playing. So let's just work with it.
Maybe I'll go tell those Brooklyn kids. To
I'm making a record here. It's called Kubla Khan.
I'm going to Kubla Khan all over your ass if you don't.
Whoa. You said it, not me.
And Fraser produced this, right?
He did, yes.
Yeah. So the record is called Kubla Khan. It is out now. It's the second, the new one from the band Golden Suits. Let's hear another one from the album. Actually, it's the name of the song, another one. Very different vibe from Gold Feeling, but another live performance from Golden Suits. Hey.
endless screen. You're scrolling by another, but you are not another one. You're mine. You're not another one. You're mine. You're mine. You're mine.
That's called Another One, another live performance from the band Golden Suits here in the Soundcheck studio. Fred, I know the album is still really new, but does that song feel different in the live performance than it did on the record?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. How do you mean? Are you,
I'm not sure. to me, it felt different. Hmm. You know, on the record, it seems more kind of like it's a heartfelt, earnest ballad. In live setting, it has there's a little kind of edge. Oh. I mean, maybe it's the Fraser's second guitar part. Or...
Maybe it's Fraser's leather jacket. yeah, no, I mean, well, I think one of the great things about doing these songs live is that I think in the studio, my instincts tend to be to go more gently ballady, but then the live show is kind of a chance to like kind of let it all hang out and push things a little bit.
Yeah. Now, people have often remarked since the first Golden Suits record on the kind of the literary allusions, and there's a literate aspect to your songwriting for sure.
Yeah.
What is the book on the cover of this new record?
Well, the book itself is mainly meaningful for being out of being in the public domain. I don't even want to get into what book it is because it was chosen just because it was a book we could safely use for it. But just the idea of using a book is maybe more meaningful and personal.
And Kublai Khan is reference to the poem, the Pleasure Dome of Kublai Khan?
It's even nerdier than that.
Oh, really?
It's actually, there's a book by Edith Wharton called Hudson River Bracketed, and that's actually where I first read the poem Kublai Khan, the Coleridge poem. And it's like, basically in the book, to make a long novel short, there's these two characters who are kind of like in love, but they shouldn't be because they're both married. And this poem is kind of this weird, like, they both share this love of this poem, and it's kind of like their weird little code word to each other, like when they're like acknowledging their shared forbidden love type
vibe. The Coleridge poem, isn't that where we get the name Xanadu from?
Yeah, yeah.
In Xanadu did Kublai Khan a stately pleasure dome decree. Okay, yes. Very nice.
And take two.
Don't try to out-nerd me.
you want to go in the next verse where Alpha Sacred River ran on Caverns Megalist?
Okay, you are going to out-nerd me. speaking of nerdy things, I mean, John Cheever was, you know, all over the first record. The name of the band, you trying in the video for the song Swimming in 99 to buy every copy in Manhattan in one day of one of John Cheever's story collections. Does he lurk around the edges of this Kublai Khan record as well somehow?
Yeah, I mean, I think John Cheever, you know, it's definitely like on the shade of pretentious to be like, John Cheever is one of my biggest musical influences. But it just, as someone who reads a lot and loves books and loves John Cheever, just the way he writes and the way that I try and write lyrics, he had just a wonderful way of combining very simple ideas and very simple sentences, like, you know, a relationship gone sour, and putting little surreal touches in them to kind of give it this sort of sublime quality. And I feel like that's what I try to do with the lyrics.
Well, I think, you know, when I said in the introduction that occasionally there are these eccentric moments, I mean, there are these little surreal touches in a lot of the lyrics. There's also, it seems, and maybe more in this record than the first even, there's a kind of a tension of scale in the songs, you know, between the kind of the intimacy of the storytelling of the character that we're meeting and the kind of the bigger scale of the sound, you know, the big explosive choruses that we get in some of the songs.
Well, I think that comes from, you know, when I did the first record, again, you know, I'm like a broken record here, but I was a lot more paranoid about just like trying to not do the wrong thing, you know. And I think good stuff came out of that record, but I think like it's a much better place to be just trying to do the right thing, you know? And I think I was too concerned about just taking chances and taking risks. So on this record, I made a very conscious decision that it's like, if a song is going to be big, let's try and make it, you know, effing huge. And if it's going to be intimate, let's like have me whisper into the mic in a closet or something like that.
Right.
You know, so I think that kind of approach leads to songs that are both bigger and smaller.
Well, the resulting songs are on the new record called Kublai Khan, and we're going to hear the title track next, so this is kind of Edith Wharton-derived.
Yep. I mean, I don't know. I just, that, the John Cheever thing, like, when people hear, like, oh, literary songwriting, I think definitely there's some people, their brains probably turn off, and I might be one of them, just because I think of, like, a guy with glasses being like, ooh, how can I get the word elocution into the song? But I just mainly think...
Said the man in glasses worked it into the conversation.
Yes, exactly. there's a lot of self-hatred that goes into this record. It's my main inspiration. No, but I don't know. I just, like, I've always loved books, and I feel like I like... It's not so much that I think of these songs as so literary. It's just like I love thinking about books, and because I love thinking about them, they just work their way into these songs. Yeah. So yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, people are writing movies based on graphic novels and comic books and stuff. I mean, you know, what you read hopefully comes out in some form of creative expression. Let's hear the song. Kublai Khan is the name of it. It's the title track of the latest record from Golden Suits. They are here in the Soundcheck studio.
I keep winding up at your door. Acting like I've never been before. Hoping you'll be on your own. All your money lying on the floor. But since you said you didn't mind, well, what's the harm in going one more time? Sunless sea, round so helplessly, and all the heaviness is gone when you are near Kubla Khan. Here we are with tuneless eyes, so polite as we lie and lie. The world is finally turning green. You found a love can't come between. But since you said you didn't mind, well, what's the harm in going one more time? Down to a sunless sea, round so helplessly, and all the heaviness is gone when you are near Kubla Khan.
Well, that is Fred Nikolaus live, solo, with the rest of Golden Suits sitting that one out, the title track of the album called Kubla Khan. You've done a fair amount of this, just you and the guitar.
Yeah.
When, was it Sylvie Simmons did the Leonard Cohen biography? You did a fair amount of playing for her of Leonard Cohen songs.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And now, of course, he's passed on.
I know, yeah.
But, you know, we were talking before about, you know, literature as an inspiration for songwriting. You know, Dylan, Leonard Cohen, I mean, there's some incredible people to look up to there.
Oh, completely. It's funny because actually doing those dates with Sylvie really inspired this record in a big way, just because since we were doing Leonard Cohen songs, I was singing a lot lower than I would normally. And it made me realize, like, oh, I am not a soprano. Like, my voice is actually like an octave lower than I thought it was. So I feel like that was, I mean, a really, you know, fun and meaningful thing to do, you know, even on its own, just on a musical level. But yeah, no, it's well-traveled territory.
Yeah. But also, you know, getting inside those songs.
Yeah.
You know, as a songwriter yourself, it's a great way to thought, wow, what he did with the turn of phrase there, you know, that could be really inspiring, or it could be super intimidating.
Well, it's both, you know. He was just able to do so much with words. I mean, maybe even almost more than Dylan, just because, I mean, Dylan maybe is like the greater artist, but, you know, Dylan was also a great, like, he wrote great melodies, even though he's, like, not known for it. But, I mean, Leonard Cohen, like, what's a great Leonard Cohen melody? You can't really think of it, but you can think of 100 great Leonard Cohen lines, you know. I think he's definitely somebody to look up to, and it's another depressing hashtag 2016 thing that he's no longer with us.
Yeah. All right. And on that note, thank you, Fred.
Check out the record, guys.
The album is called Kubla Khan. It is definitely worth checking out. The latest from the band Golden Suits have been playing for us here in the studio. Fred, to you and the boys, thanks so much. Good
thank
to see you.
You.
This is Soundcheck.
We went swimming once in 99. Your glasses in the water, you were blind.
That soundcheck session came from our archives. You can hear lots more and check out our newly produced remote sessions on our website, newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer, Karen Havlick, and I'm John Schaefer.